It is loud in the old Sportsplex tonight.
Dog pound coming alive here. Mexico trailed this by 9 points at halftime. And they've cut it down to just three. Season on the line here with this final 8 minutes. It's going to be a good ball game.
Dogs will inbound at midcourt as DJ Long will do the honors.
Ooh.
Into Benny in the backcourt. Right side for Long. Goes into the paint, dumps it, nope. Tries the teardrop, short. Picked off by Marquardt. He'll get it across to Rickman. Adam, across the timeline. Tries to drive, behind his back, cut off again, right side for Marquardt. Up top for Kell, Nathan. Now to Denby, now left, right side for Marquardt. He'll reset the offense. Hand it for Denby. Got him trapped out top. Oh, stolen away by Benny. And there's a foul on Rickman. And a couldn't hear it, but PJ went to the floor. But Rickman with an obvious foul to save the easy layup.
Third foul on Rickman here at the 7:16 mark of the fourth quarter.
So first foul of the fourth goes to Borgia. Benny will inbound on the far side to Perkins, who's limping just a little bit after going to the floor a minute ago. Hands it off for Long. Gives it right back to Kniffel. Aiden drives inside and draws the foul, and it goes to the count. Oh, he's going to wave it off.
That was on Rickman again, I believe.
They changed it to Mittler.
Who's picked up his fourth.
We'll take a timeout. You're listening to the Bulldogs on KXEO. Welcome back to the Sportsplex. As the Dogs, after the timeout, trailing by three, 7:05 left in this fourth. They'll have the possession after the second team foul on the Borgia Knights here in this fourth quarter.
I think they've got Borgia rattled a little bit here.
Dogs to inbound. Gonna have to hurry. Stolen by Rickman on the inbound. Nice play by the 6'6 senior.
Got a big wingspan.
Yep, Patke off the right elbow. Calls the offense out. Wraps it around for Marquardt. They'll dump it right side for Denbo. Now up top they'll go for Patke. Right side for Marquardt. Try to go back door. They get it. Layup is good by Rickman. Here comes DJ across the timeline. Gives it right side for Benny for a three. Hit it!
Oh! Wow, Caden Benny, third three of the ballgame.
43-41, Marquardt. Lost the handle, got it back. Guarded by Fisher, hands it off for Denbo. Brody, right side for Packy. Ball fake, goes to the paint, blocked, gets it back, and back to Mexico.
Could tie or take the lead on this possession.
6:07 mark here of the fourth. DJ across the timeline. Dogs are on their feet. Up top for Jaden, right side for Benny. Now into the block for PJ. Pulls up, no, underneath for DJ. Put the shot up, blocked. Control back to Perkins. Layup good!
All tied up, P.J. Perkins.
Marquardt across the timeline. High right elbow. Gets a pick out top. Can't do anything with it. Still with the dribble. Now to Marquardt. No good. Packy with the rebound. No good. And a foul on the rebound is going to go on D.J. Long.
That will be D.J.'s second foul of the ball game. Just the first team foul on Mexico.
Yep. And they're going to say this is a shooting foul.
So Patke is 2 for 2 from the free throw line here tonight, trying to break a tie.
Patke is a 58.6% free throw shooter. First one, no good short.
Remember these missed free throws. They could come back to hurt you at the end.
Here comes the second attempt by the 6'3 senior. It's no good. Rims out. Taken away by Eldridge. Now to DJ. High right elbow. Picks up his dribble. Up top for Eldridge. Jaden gives it right back to Long, who worked back toward the circle. High right elbow. They call out the offense. Chance to take the lead for the first time since the beginning of the game. Kniffel. Now to Perkins. Left side for Long. DJ up top for Benny for a three. He hit it!
Oh, he's hit the three-pointer tonight.
They get it into Marquardt. Works up court. Spin move across the timeline. Pulls up at the free throw line. Now into the wing for Rickman. Cross court, he'll go for an open three to answer. No good. Rebound off of Patke's hands to Jaden Eldridge. Quickly across for Perkins. Now to Kniffel. Back to Perkins. Up top for Long. Dogs first lead of the night at the 4:35 mark. On a Benny Trey as the Dogs will run the weave and run some time, and there's a foul on Patke.
And that's going to be his second, third team foul on Borgia.
More importantly, the third team foul. And Jace Mittler is going to come in and spell Denbo. So Benny will inbound right in front of us. Caden looking for the cutter. Out top for Long. DJ goes around to Kniffel, who set the pick. Now drives down low. Off the glass. No good. Got his own rebound. Put it back. No good. Got his own rebound. Up and in.
Third time's the charm.
48-43. Patke. Off to Marquardt. Right side for Ryan Rickman. Gives it up top for Mittler. Jace, left side. Now down low for Rickman. Tries to go baseline, and he's cut off, but they'll say a foul here.
Blocking foul on P.J. Perkins.
Yep.
That's P.J.'s third foul.
So Patke will inbound underneath the basket. And here comes Charlie Fisher.
He'll give Aiden Kniffel a little bit of a rest here.
Charlie!
Patke inbounds out to Rickman. Poked away. It's on the floor. Still on the floor. Picked up in midcourt by Kell. Now left side for Marquardt. Double team down low for Mittler. They find an open man, Patke, under the bench. Oh, blocked by Eldridge. Jaden Eldridge with a block ahead for Fisher. Shot is up and he's fouled. No good, but he's going to go to the line for his two free throws here.
Nathan Kell called on the foul. Fourth team foul on Borgia at the 3:26 mark here in the fourth. Charlie Fisher to the line, and he is a 71% free throw shooter on the season.
First one, good.
5 points for Mr. Fisher in this ball game. Mexico getting it done at the line in the second half. They are 4 of 5.
Here comes the second. It's good as well. And suddenly it's a 7-point Mexico lead. Marquardt in the backcourt. Works right side. Hands it off for Kell. Nathan. High on the right elbow. Tries to drive. Cut off up top for Patke. Now to for Denbo. Finds the cutter. Kell into the corner. Now back to the wing. Up top for Patke. Right side for Denbo. 3 minutes left. Denbo wraps around, pulls up, finds the cutter Rickman, and he jams it home.
Too easy for Rickman.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to the Bulldogs on KXEO. And thanks to Mommins for streaming the game tonight on KXEO.com. We've had a barn burner here tonight. Dogs down early. Now lead it by 5, just under 3 to go. After the timeout, Fisher to inbound, and Borgia going to pick up full court. First time tonight we've seen this. Rickman out on top of the press. Get it to Benny. Caden back across for Fisher. Charlie breaks the press, right side for Perkins. Back out top for DJ Long. High right elbow. DJ hands it off for Fisher. Charlie tried to cut inside, hands it for Jaden.
Looked like a foul there by Kel.
Dogs get it back, and that's a turnover. Jaden Eldridge had the ball hang on his hip. So, Pat Keel inbound right in front of us into the backcourt for Mark Hort. Tate drives up right side, guarded by Fisher. Comes back across left side. Now pulls up in this circle. He'll give it off for Kel, high on the right elbow, right back to Mark Hort. Top of the block for Patke. Turns, spins to Rickman, inside. Works, spins move, now back out for Patke for a three. Left it right side, no good. And Benny tracks it down and a foul here on Kel.
That'll be Kel's third.
More importantly, it's foul number five, and Caden Benny's going to go to the line.
And how important has Caden Benny been here in this ballgame tonight? He's got 14 points, 4 3-pointers, and now he goes to the free throw line with 2:06 left in this ballgame. Caden Benny is a 67% free throw shooter on the season for the Bulldogs.
First one by Benny is good. As the entire gym goes silent, here comes the second. Second one sneaks over.
Three possession lead for Mexico.
52-45, Mark Hort in the backcourt. Guarded by Jaden, across the timeline, spins. Comes center circle, now works back right side. Looking for Rickman up top. Thought about the three, pulled it down, goes baseline, and dribbles it out of bounds.
Turnover, Borgia. And they'll probably look to foul relatively quickly here.
I think you have to. We've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout, Mexico. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on KXEO. 7-point lead, minute 48 left here in the fourth. Mexico with the possession, Matt Pilger.
They have their destiny in their own hands here with a minute 48 to go.
Charlie Fisher to inbound. Fisher, Benny Long, Eldridge, and Perkins. As Charlie looking for the cutter, going to have to hurry, gets it to Benny, and timeout
Coach
Mexico.
Bappas.
We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to the Dogs on KXE. Dogs inbound. Fisher looking for help. And, oh, that was a quick five.
Wow. I didn't think that was five, but.
Wow. So Borgia will inbound here as Denbo with the ball. Into the corner for Mark Hort. Three ball good.
Look out. Borgia's not dead yet.
Yep. As DJ Long gets fouled in the backcourt. Brody Denbo with the foul. And DJ will shoot two.
Denbo's second. DJ has been to the free throw line just once in this ballgame. He is 0 for 2 from the charity stripe so far tonight.
Well, Borgia has had problems at the line. Let's see if the Dogs can quell that theory. First one is no good. Too strong.
We'll have one more here.
It's weird. Rickman and DJ Long, the best players on their teams, and both of them struggle at the free throw line. Here comes the second. It's good. 53-48. Here comes Patke. Lost the handle, went to the right corner. Denbo for a three to bring rain, no good. Tapped back out for Patke, down low for Rickman. Shot up, no good. Long with the rebound, off to Fisher. And we've got a foul on the floor, and it'll be...
That's on Mark Hort.
Yep.
His second. Uh-oh. And Rickman talking to the ref a little bit there. He didn't like it. But that is going to send Mexico to the free throw line.
And it'll send DJ. That's what they're questioning, is who the foul was on and who goes to the free throw line.
Who's going to go to the free throw line?
They're still talking about it.
Yeah, they're going to go ahead and let Kyle. Now they're pointing to DJ.
Yeah. Now they're going to talk. Yeah, I think DJ is going to shoot him.
They sure were trying to talk him into letting Benny shoot those free throws, but DJ's going to be there.
53-48.
DJ tonight is 2 of 5 from the charity stripe.
First one good.
Biggest free throw so far, and it puts it up to a 2-possession game for Mexico. A minute 26 to go. Could make it a 3-possession on a made free throw here.
Second one, I won't have to tell you. It's good. 55-48. Mark Hort in the backcourt, across the timeline. Left side, goes around his man, kicks it into the corner for Packy. Hands it up top for Denbo. Now into the corner for Marquardt. Step back three, good.
Marquardt hitting a couple of threes, keeping Borgia hanging around.
Yep. DJ got fouled and then got fouled again by Rickman and kind of took offense to it, but it'll send DJ back to the line for a couple more.
Jake Dunnard on the foul there, who's checked into the ballgame, probably just the foul.
And give Dave Neer some credit. He's got his team very well schooled on how quickly to foul. They didn't waste time. We've seen teams wait until the last 45 seconds. They started fouling with a minute 56 left in this game.
Hall of Fame coach over there.
Here comes the free throws from DJ Long. Too strong.
We'll have another one coming here.
5-point lead with a minute 5 left. Second one, no good. DJ or BJ, put back good. And a foul here on who?
Jaden Eldridge, I believe.
Yep.
And that is Jaden's fourth. And
got to say an arm bar, and that'll be the fourth team foul on Mexico.
So Borgia will inbound again.
Under a minute, they'll inbound in the backcourt. They inbound very quickly for Marquardt. One to run. Pulls up at the arc. Now right side for Denbo. Cut off inside. A little floater in the lane. Good. PJ inbounds to Fisher. Charlie got to watch the double team. Gets double team there. And how's that not a jump ball?
He wanted a jump ball. That was a headlock, sir.
Yeah.
Rickman with his fourth foul.
And it'll send Charlie Fisher to the line.
Charlie just been there once in this fourth quarter. He's 2 for 2.
First one, good.
Back up to a 2-possession game, a 2-possession lead for Mexico.
Chance to make it a 6-point lead with the next one. And it is. It's good. Bam bound to Denbo in the backcourt against Fisher. Gets cut out. Tries to get it to Rickman. Down into the corner for Marquardt. Drives inside, cut off. Looking for help. Now takes a contested three, but he hit it. Marquardt has been deadly here in the final few seconds. They inbound it to Benny. Benny double teamed in the backcourt, lost the handle, and got a timeout Mexico. And that would be the fifth foul if they allowed it on Rickman.
I think it should be. The officials are talking about it over here.
Yeah.
If he fouled before the timeout was granted. And they sure were harassing the Mexico player.
I think they're going to give the timeout. Yeah. Timeout Mexico. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to the Dogs on KXEO. Welcome back. Final 19 seconds. Dogs with a 3-point lead. And the inbound.
Can they hold on against Borgia?
Can't afford a steal here as there's question mark here. Just checking how many timeouts. Each has got one. So DJ will inbound in front of the Mexico fans on the far side. They look for help. Going to have to hurry. Get it inside to Eldridge, and he's immediately tackled
by Patkey. Third foul.
And it'll send Jaden, who's struggled tonight, to the free throw line. Does he have any points?
No, he's still searching for his first points here. But
these would be a good place.
Yes. Jaden has not been to the free throw line here tonight. On the season, Jaden's a 68% free throw shooter.
First one good.
And there it is. Point number one for Jaden, but a huge point.
4-point lead with 18 seconds left.
I want to talk about clutch. Mexico has gone 13 of 15 from the line here in the second half.
Here comes the second. It's no good. Rebounded quickly ahead. Denbo throws it into the right corner for Dunner. Takes it to the... Oh! Charlie Fisher with the block!
Get that out of here!
And the Dogs!
Get that out of here!
Are you kidding me?
Oh! Charlie Fisher! What? Get up in the air!
Looked like Dunner had a free lane baseline. And Charlie Fisher skies. And the Dogs back at the free throw line.
And you feel good about Caden Benny being at the free throw line. He's 2 for 2 here tonight. Benny 67% good from the line. 5-point lead for Mexico.
Here comes the second. And it's good. Timeout Mexico. They lead it 62-56. You're listening to Bulldog Basketball on AM 1340 The Rock. Welcome back to the Sportsplex.
The cheer has started. I believe that we have won.
I believe still 7.6 seconds left. And give some credit to Borgia. They have shot the lights out from three here in this fourth quarter to stay in this game.
Well, especially Tate Marquardt.
Very quickly, they inbound it to Denbo. Try and get it across for Duran. Lost the handle, puts up a shot. It's no good. DJ Long going to carry it down. And the Bulldogs have won. The Bulldogs have won. They're going to the quarterfinals. One more step away from the Final Four. You're listening to the Bulldogs on AM 1340 KXEO.